The PGA Tour really surprised a lot of people yesterday. Really, the expectation was that they would probably grant releases just right. for this tournament in London, and they did not. And they notified the players in the memo on Tuesday and said those who have applied, you know, that their request has been declined, and they're not going to allow these players to play even one event on the Saudi Tour. So this is going to be interesting.
Well, I guess what they granted them the permission to play in the Saudi International, but that was part of the Asian Tour.
Right.
Right. That wasn't this same deal.
That's right. Right. This was not a live, you know, tour event. Right.
And the live golf event. That's Greg Norman's deal, right?
That's Greg Norman's deal, which is basically the Saudi-backed tour.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Has the now who are the Royal Agents? Who governs the European Tour, Craig? I mean, they have governed themselves.
It's the RNA.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder, have they made
I say it's the RNA.
I know what you mean.
RNA right. really does the British Open. I mean, it's their own tour. It's just the European Tour.
European Tour.
You know, which they have a new name now. They call it the DP World Tour or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Have they made a ruling to your knowledge on this? Or?
That's a good question, Pat. I do not know. I do not know what their stance is,
right.
but like Lee Westwood, Sergio, I mean, they're longtime members of the PGA Tour, but they've also been longtime, you know, members of the European Tour. But they have confirmed that they requested a release. Mickelson, we knew, had sought a release. But Greg Norman said that he had 15 of the top 100 that had at least requested a release to play in this first event, and he said he had more than 200 players register for it. So it looks like it's headed to court, Pat, because they feel like that they have the right to challenge the PGA Tour's position, that they have the right to play in any tournament that they want to, that they're independent contractors. PGA Tour is saying otherwise, and so it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
So Garcia might not be able. That was when he was hollering at the rules official last week.
Oh yeah, no, he was saying, I won't have to put up with this after another couple of weeks, and you know, won't have to put up with you, and can't wait to get out of here. And so, no, I mean, hey, Sergio, he made it no secret at that, and it had already been rumored that he was headed that way. So
what did he do, Craig? Hit the ball on the other side of the ditch, and so
That's
he's
right.
going over there to look at it. But the guy started timing.
It was kind of a creek, yeah. And,
creek,
and yeah,
yeah.
The guy
right.
started timing like right when he got up into that area. But it took him. I mean, it was Sergio called it a river. It wasn't a river, but it was a creek with a lot
right.
of rocks.
That's,
so you know,
yeah.
he's just trying to navigate his way across on stepping on
so
rocks.
The guy started timing it before he got to the other
That's
side.
That's right,
right.
To the other
okay.
side.
That's where the ball was.
And really, the PGA Tour admitted afterward that really the rules official there handled it wrong. You have to wait until the guy gets
right.
into the area where the ball is to start timing. And so Sergio found the ball, and then the guy goes, "I'm sorry, your time was up." And
right. they gave him a penalty, right?
And gave him the penalty, and that's when Sergio spouted off and so
right,
forth.
Right, right, right. And then still shot 67 that day, didn't he?
Yeah,
I remember
that's
correctly?
Right. Yeah, yeah, no, that's right. That's right. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. And then, like we said, next week we have the PGA coming to Tulsa, and Mickelson is entered. Now, we still don't know for sure that he's going to play.
Allegedly, so we'll see. Craig, who was I talking? Might have been Bill Haston of the Tulsa World. Bill's covering that thing very closely. Mickelson, we don't even know whether he's even been working out, right, here of late.
We don't know anything.
Anything.
As Bryson DeChambeau said, Phil has gone dark. We don't know. I mean, hopefully if he planned on playing even in these live events,
sure.
you would think he's been playing golf somewhere.
Somewhere.
I mean,
somewhere.
Working on his game, you know, a little bit. And then we really still – now, the PGA of America, they did put out a list of the players, you know,
Who are
in the field.
Theoretically,
they're not – I guess if they had some problem with Phil entering,
right,
you know, that they would have declined his invitation.
Exactly.
So I assume that they haven't – I mean, I assume that he's welcome
if
with
he decides
the PGA of America to play. If he decides to play. And so we'll see if we see him next week. And as we talked about, if he does play, it's hard for me to imagine that he could show up and not address everything that's gone on. And so that will be a very interesting press conference if that happens.
Yeah, or two, you know, show up over here, Craig, if he hadn't worked very hard at it and shoot 80 or something. You know, I mean, then it just all you get into all that kind of stuff.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And he is the defending champ.
Yeah,
that's
he is the defending, which adds to it. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill Haston had, I don't know whether, again, you've been reading the Tulsa World stuff, because Bill's been doing a really nice job. He's kind of their, you know, lead dog here on this, doing the PGA stuff. But
the golf
golf stuff. It's really a nice piece this morning on Neat that, you know, that Woods winning over here, you know, in 07, Craig, you know, that in all this. And, I mean, that's that really, you know, and Bill had gone down and chronicled all the people that have won over here, and Hubert Green and Raymond Floyd and Nick Price and Retief Goosen and, you know, all that, and all are great.
Of course, Tommy Bolt
He named Bolt, you know, and all those guys. I mean, they're all kind of, you know, Hall of Fame people, but, you know, Woods is iconic. But that you know, that going over here and winning and shooting 63 and what that really did, you know, not that Southern Hills needed a juice, but this will always be known as you know, when Tiger came over here and won the thing, be it because it was Woods and all the things associated with him.
Which is ironic also, Pat, because remember, it was in 2001 at Southern Hills when Retief Goosen beat Mark Brooks in the playoffs in that U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger, remember, was coming off the Tiger Slam, having won the previous four majors.
Southern Hills
was actually the course that ended Tiger's run of four straight majors. Ended the Tiger Slam.
I forgot about that.
And he didn't play bad that week, as I remember. I think it was tie for 12, T12 in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, but no, listen, it helps the course. If Tiger wins a major on your course, it definitely helps,
the
reputation, the history of that golf course. And Tiger did in 2007. 2007 is also remembered just for being maybe the hottest major ever on record.
Oh, yeah. Lord, yes. Sorry,
we had that going. Hey, before you go, Pat,
real quick,
Tom Brady.
Oh, my goodness.
The details came out on this contract, 10-year, $375 million.
Craig, the interesting thing that popped up, I hadn't even remotely thought about this angle. If this next season, Fox has the Super Bowl this upcoming season.
Okay.
What if Brady and Tampa Bay don't get in it? Now, would Brady, you think they would stick Brady in the box?
Right then?
Yeah. And they also have the NFC champions now, a championship game. So, you know, if
I were them, I would put him right in there. You know, that's going to boost the ratings for sure.
Heavens, especially
if his first game or two or whatever. Yeah,
or that high profile a game and the whole deal. Somebody had brought that up this morning, you know, is kind of a little sidebar to this stuff. But him and Giselle need the money. They do. They need the money, don't they, Matt? Probably.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that way you don't have to do like a bake sale for him.
Well, I saw this thing here, not even counting Giselle's money, which she, probably makes even more than Tom does. But Brady has made over $300 million in his career so far, over $302 million. Now, he's scheduled to make another $15 million this year, so which is going to bring his 23-year career earnings to $317,674,250. Anyway, a little over $317 million in his career. And he just signed this deal yesterday for $375 for 10 years. Like, so, Pat, I mean, I don't know how the $375 is broken down by year, but it's an average of $37.5. And so you're telling me that he's going to make far more than double what he's making on the field this year.
Yeah.
He's going to make double when he starts doing the games for Fox. So that's just incredible to me. The money and we're Romo. I was amazed when Romo was making over $17 million a year, but Romo, Breeze, now Peyton and Eli, what they have going on Manning cast.
Here's the thing. It's interesting, Matt. We've talked about this before. You know, Romo, who does a good job, and he gives different opinions on this, but all those other guys you named off won Super Bowls, didn't they? You know, both the Mannings.
Drew Brees,
You know, you're
Romo,
all
except for Romo.
Except for Romo. So really, in comparison, Matt, to just not win a Super Bowl and still be in kind of in the hunt with that kind of money, you know, hey, it's better to be a good quarterback than golly, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, you're right. Progress. That's what Romo doesn't have that, you know, a lot of those other guys have.
Scooter weighs in and says it put Mahogany's restaurant on the map. Tiger ate there almost every night during the week that he won.
It did. I think Tiger also made some appearances down on Peoria, too, as best my memory.
Oh, did
he? That's kind of where some of the action is down there a little bit, you know, for lack of a better way to put it. So I can remember some of that. I can remember some of that. Mahogany and Peoria. Yeah.
Well,
Thank you, Scooter.
Hopefully Tiger. I mean, he played a practice round. I mean,
he'll be there.
Hopefully he'll be there. I think he'll be there.
He wouldn't have been up there with his bunch if he didn't have the intention to play, unless he's had some kind of setback health wise or something.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.